rest and catching up on some house things and spending time with the kids and trying to be intentional on some things they like to do.
Yeah. Ashley, what about you?
Lots of Hallmark movies, lots of board games. We are very competitive in our household, so we'll be playing lots of fun holiday games.
Yeah, so staying with Park Rig was this past weekend, and Tara did performances and Hallmark
stuff. We had a big weekend with our music concerts and Santa in the park, and we were also in the parade, and now all of our parents are coming into the studio and getting to try their arms and feet to their kids' dance classes. I was there at our Pearland location last night watching some dads make a fool of themselves, and it was amazing, and the kids absolutely love it.
Yeah, my niece dances for Tara, and she had hers last night where her mom and her, I don't know if her dad ended up coming. He went last year. Her mom couldn't go, so I went in her mom's place, and got to learn all the things. Good moves.
Was it ballet or what kind of dancing is it?
Yeah, hers was ballet.
Okay.
And it was just kind of like just learning some of the lingo, and then the end was like where you jump and run across the room. And it's so funny.
I don't know the name for that. But
the kids are all actually taking it.
I don't know what kind of jump it was.
You need to point your toes. Like literally, they're on it. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm just here trying to have fun.
No, it really is so sweet because they get to share that with their parents. Yeah. And it was super cute.
That's awesome. You got to go.
Yes. Well, with that, welcome to season 4. Episode 8 of Friendswood ISD's The Podcast with Kelsey Goals
and Sophia Armator.
We're excited to have you join us today as we dive into all things FISD, share updates, stories, and insights from all around our district. Whether you're a student, parent, teacher, or community member, we are so glad you're tuning in. Today, we are thrilled to welcome two incredible leaders from the Friendswood Education Foundation, Executive Director Ashley Adair and President Shannon Kirkpatrick. Woo! Welcome. We're so excited for you to join us. Y'all have stuff going on all year long, but we wanted to have y'all back on just to talk all things FEF. And one big thing, of course, is grants launched not too long ago, but we'll get into all of those things. But wanted to have everyone just know a little bit more about what y'all do, what the foundation is all about, mission, all of that good stuff. So let's start with, this is a big deal. This is beyond just like a 9-to-5 type thing, right? Ashley feels that for sure. What made you want to be in this role as director?
Great question. So I am actually from the Friendswood area. So being in this position specifically in Friendswood, getting to support education is very full circle for me. When I went off to college, I studied marketing at A&M, and I really quickly realized I loved the idea of marketing a mission. And I did a summer internship with the Clear Creek Education Foundation, actually. And so that opened my eyes to the world of education foundations. And when this opportunity came open a couple years after I graduated, it was definitely a God thing, right timing. And I was totally under-equipped, and FEF took a chance on me, but I'm so glad they did because I've loved it every minute of it since then. I just love getting to connect the community with opportunities that they're passionate about to help our students discover what they are passionate about as they're going through FISD. So that's kind of what drew me to the role.
Well, I will say, I don't think you can for one second say that you were under-equipped for this position because you literally came out guns a-blazing, right? Yep. Like you have done such an amazing job.
She has.
I actually remember because you started, it was the beginning of my second year. So I had been working for FISD for a year, and Dana, who if you've listened to the podcast was my former co-host and partner, she actually came back to our office. She was a part of that interview committee, with tears in her eyes talking about you. Ashley's sweating.
Change the subject.
Everyone was just like very, they just knew you were the person for this role, and you have continued to prove prove that. Now, Shanna, why did you want to be president of FEF?
Oh, I don't know if I set out wanting to be president.
What made you be president? Ashley?
Molly Crowe asking me if I would like to go into this position after her amazing tenure. I started on the board about 6-7 years ago, right before Ashley came on, and I served as a marketing chair at first and then was on the executive board as just an at-large position, and then grew as a vice president and then learned the ropes under Molly Crowe and became president this year, and just really loving all of the things that we are doing in FEF as we're kind of turning this page in our 25th year, and the new things that we're exploring. So it's a lot of fun. We've got a great board. They are extremely hardworking. I think 33 board members, and it's definitely a working board. They just don't show up to meetings and put their stamp of approval on things. They are very active, even though they have jobs and families and businesses. They are very invested. And so it's a lot of fun, and I'm honored to be a part of that group.
Well, I feel like it's so fitting for you because you have such a servant's heart, and you're so interconnected in this community, and just like with your business, and you're constantly doing and giving back to the school district. And one thing I do want to shout out, because I just think it's amazing. So we also have a partnership with FISD Cares through the Bay Area Alliance, and they have launched a program called Mustangs in Motion. And yes, I know you are a part of that too with Chara, and that's just amazing. It gives students who may not otherwise have opportunities, especially financially, to be able to participate in extracurriculars, to be able to be a part of things like dance and sports and all of that good stuff. So you're amazing. I feel like you're the perfect fit for just giving, giving back to the schools and loving on kids.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I second that.
Now you, did you start this summer as far as like being the president?
I did. I think that was one of the things that was really surprising going into this role is how much work goes into FEF in the summer. Ashley does a great job of laying the entire groundwork for the school year in the summer, mapping every single thing out. And so it was very labor intensive this summer. I don't think I was prepared for that because I hadn't done that like former presidents obviously had before. So it was a busy summer, and I was like, oh boy, if the school year is going to be this intense. But then we got started August, kicking off things, and then September, and it's more of a steady routine and very smooth because we did all of that groundwork in the summer.
Yeah. Well, one thing too, I will say, Ashley, I think you have the perfect personality, and you are such a planner. So that I think you kind of have to be though in this role.
A little typing.
Just a little, which is, again, it's a great quality to have, but it's definitely something that when you're doing all these events, you're doing all these fundraisers, you're constantly looking for opportunities to raise money. Like, you've freed up a lot of that time. So I think that's amazing that you just plan it out so that it is so smooth, even though I know a lot of people probably never see or understand the all back the end the of scenes. Things. Yes. Of maybe some of the chaos that is felt at times, because y'all run everything so beautifully and make it look flawless.
And I don't think people realize just, you know, how far in advance FEF starts planning everything. You know, whenever I started here, you know, I'm new to the foundation, communication specialist. Woo. And it's been great. But I think when I started in the summer, I didn't realize I would be thrown, you know, right into an event before school even started, the new employee luncheon. And I think by that point, like, you kind of already had the gala theme ready to go. And so everything's planned really early on. But, you know, this is the 25th year anniversary, and FEF has changed a lot, I think, from its beginnings and how everything functions. Can you tell us a little bit about FEF's mission and how that's evolved in the last 25 years, Ashley?
I can. So our mission is all about supporting FISD and providing innovative and engaging learning for our students and teachers. And when we talk about, you know, what does that really mean? We really zoom in on those two words, support and enhance. So support is looking at what is already happening across FISD, what is already going on in classrooms, and how can we make those things the very best that they can be? And then the enhance piece is, I like to describe it as, how can we bring in disruptive innovation? How can we transform the way that something is taught or learned to make that experience even more hands-on, and impactful for our students. So that's what our mission statement is all about today. And it's evolved for sure over the last 25 years. I think one of the things that a lot of nonprofits face, especially in education, is you have to strike that balance of staying true to your mission and who you are as an organization, but also be willing to evolve and change to the needs of your district and your community, because those are always evolving as well. So Shannon mentioned our board of 33 directors. I'll say one thing I'm so proud of for them is we're always willing to look at how can we live out our mission in new ways? How can we be innovative, just like we challenge our teachers to be innovative too?
Yeah, I think that I've seen so many different ways that not only you've supported innovation through the district, but like you've kind of pivoted as a foundation yourself, you know, with all of the things that have happened during the foundation's establishment, you know, COVID, Harvey, all of those things. For this year, one of the things that we're spotlighting is all of the people that have, we're highlighting the people that have shared stories about making FEF, you know, a success. And I think we're doing that on the 25th of every month. So look out for that. And this last month, we're doing a spotlight on the past presidents for FEF. So that's going to be really great. Check that out as an early Christmas gift on the 25th. But I think it's been great talking to the people who have founded the organization and seeing how much it's changed over the last 25 years. One of those things being, and we'll probably get into this in a little while, but like the Adopt a Grant campaign as a whole and kind of opening that up to the community rather than just kind of keeping it for board members only. But are there any other ways that you're celebrating this 25 year milestone?
We're doing a lot. We're trying to, like you said, focus on and highlight the people who laid the groundwork ahead of us, trying to infuse 25th year into everything that we're doing, all of our events. And then just coincidentally, I think there's a lot of things going on in our 25th year, a lot of new programs that are coming because we do grants really, really well after 25 years. And so like Ashley said, looking at what comes next, we do grants and now we're doing other types of programs, again, coming alongside the district and saying, what are gaps that we can help fill? So that's not directly because of the 25th anniversary, but it's because we have had so many people come before us in those 25 years to set us up for success. So now we're able to do bigger and better things.
Yeah. And we got to do during football season in October, we got to have some of our past board members join us for a kind of pregame highlight out on the field. That was special to get to see some of those faces from the past. And really just throughout the entire year, a priority of ours has been invite all of those retired board members to come to the events this year, to come to Surprise Patrol, to see how things have just continued to grow and make an impact because of all the work that they did. And then a huge piece of that, like you mentioned, Sophia, has been the Silver Spotlight series on the 25th of every month, getting to share more of those stories and all kind of building up to our 25th anniversary gala that'll be in February and will be a big celebration of the last 25 years.
Yeah. And for the gala, the theme is actually reflections to kind of reflect back on everything that we've accomplished over the last 25 years. And then also thinking about what we can reflect on in the future for the next 25 years. So is there anything without spoiling too much that you might want to share about the gala? Maybe some of the auction items that you might have or anything interesting?
You want me to take this one?
Go for it.
Okay. So first of all, the gala will be on Saturday, February 8th, down at the Galveston Island Convention Center again this year. So yes, with the reflections theme, I want you to visualize like lots of silver, white, icy blue, lots of mirrors and crystal and just like glitz and glam and elegance.
Sparkle.
All
I'm down
lots
with
of
that.
Sparkle.
Yeah, it's
a
formal
year. As you can
tell by my sweater right now.
Yes. Yes, very on theme. So I'm excited to see that theme come to life. We'll have our silent and live auctions as we do every year. That's a great way for people to support now if they want to contribute an auction item. Or if they are not attending the gala in person, the silent auction will be open several weeks before the event and will close night of. You don't have to be present to win. You can bid from home or from anywhere in the world, really. So that's a great way to support all around. Then we'll also have our grant boards will be designed by the high school art students again this year, and have seen some of the preliminary drawings of what they're working up, and I think it's going to be really cool. And we'll provide a way for our guests that night to buy grants, and then they can also participate in the paddle raise that we'll have that night, that 100% of those funds go straight back to the Adopt-A-Grant program as well. So and then we do have a few 25th anniversary surprises. We'll keep those
on lockdown.
But I think it'll be a really great night and a great way to engage the community and celebrate all that we've accomplished with their support.
Well, I think that if you're unable to adopt a grant leading up to the gala is a great place to kind of one-stop shop all of that in person, ask questions, all that kind of stuff, and enjoy nice food and conversation while you're doing it, kind of for that. But
yeah, and I think there's been a lot of talk about grants, right? And so tell us a little bit about like the Adopt-A-Grant program. FEF, like the Friendswood Education Foundation, has really done some really cool, innovative things with Adopt-A-Grant. So y'all want to share a little bit about that?
Yeah, Adopt-A-Grant, it's basically how the foundation got started, was putting things into the classrooms that teachers needed in order to support all of their lessons. So it's so amazing when you go into an actual classroom. Most of the things that you are seeing has been provided by our community through the Adopt-A-Grant program. And these are the things that kids get excited about every single day. School is not done in the same way as it was when your listeners and I and us were in school. I don't know, maybe you guys, but definitely not me. It's fun. My daughter today was talking about some science experiment that they did yesterday and how fun it was. And I am assuming that the supplies and the kit that was brought out and provided so much joy yesterday was probably because of a grant. And if it wasn't, another one in her classroom was. So what I love about grants is it is something that everyone can participate in our community. They're at all price points. And so it doesn't take a lot of money in order to put something in a classroom that a teacher has been dreaming and hoping for, and that will totally make her year better inside of her classroom. So if you can't be at the gala, go shop for a grant, find your favorite teacher, favorite campus, current or past, and find something to bless a teacher with. This is a great time to do it.
Yeah. And I think even with you, you know, you are obviously passionate about fine arts. And so mm-hmm. if there's even just like a subject matter that yes. really speaks to you, just all their grants are all across the board. Right. And then you have a range, right. in price for the Adopt-A-Grant program.
Right.
Yes. So those range from $50 to $5,000. And we had the opportunity to fund over $508,000. That was 675 grants
that
last year.
Deserves so, applause. Yeah.
Lots to celebrate there.
Wow.
We took that and we challenged teachers to dream big this year. And it's exciting and a little bit scary, but we have over 780 grants submitted, totaling over $700,000. But like Shanna said, they range every price point, every passion area. So there is really something for everyone to go online yeah. and find a way to make
it. We have
impact.
A big challenge this year. So we're going to need the community to step up and dig deep and help us award all of those grants.
Yes,
and absolutely.
I love how, like you said, you for everyone, so everyone can get involved. And I feel like some people might not be aware, but also even the kids in the schools, y'all have the Mustang Association. Yep. And so everyone from high school, even down to the little ones at Westwood, are being educated on what a grant is mm-hmm. and how they can help out. And then they get to choose their grant. And I think that's great because I don't think I knew what a grant was until I applied for college. So mm-hmm. I think that's a great way to get kids involved in the foundation.
Yeah, I think Mustang Association was one of the first little projects Ashley and I remember sitting at lunch with you when you first got on board. Did mm-hmm. we talk about Mustang Association? Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is where we need to dig deep. There's yep. a lot of opportunities. So if parents didn't check that little box for their child to joined the Mustang Association for, I think, was it $5, $10 a student?
$5.
That $5 went to fund a grant that those kids in the Mustang Association on each campus got to select out of about four or five grants that were discussed and presented to them today. So that's a great little program. Parents, go check that box when you register your kids for school next summer and donate that $5.
We'll be kind of showcasing the grants that the kids did choose over the next month or so. So keep an eye out on social media to see what your school adopted.
Mm-hmm. Now, it is because of y'all's like innovation, right, with Adopt-A-Grant and kind of setting up this shopping style, more personal feel, even like with the kids, that you actually earned a pretty big award, right? So it's the TEFN, I believe it's Texas Education Foundation Network. Mm-hmm. Is that right? Outstanding Achievement Award for the Adopt-A-Grant program. What does this recognition mean to the foundation?
Yes, so that was this spring at the Texas Education Foundation Network Conference. It's an event where several hundred executive directors and foundation staff and board members from across the state gather to have a couple days of learning and listening to different keynote speakers and breakout sessions. And every year they accept applications for programs across the state that are just really making an above and beyond impact in their communities. And the student grant committee meetings actually won an award a couple years ago, but we had never submitted the Adopt-A-Grant model. And so we submitted that, won the award, which included a $2,500 grant. But the most important part was we actually got to present to the entire conference and share what Adopt-A-Grant is all about. A lot of foundations have grant programs. What makes Friendswood unique is that piece where we give the community first dibs to buy. They know their exact $127 is going to Miss Kirkpatrick's classroom to fund this science lab kit. And people love that tangible connection. So we got to share that with other foundation leaders. And since then, I got so many questions and phone calls and emails and people just getting to help them brainstorm, even if it's not the exact Adopt-A-Grant model, there's so many different ways you can replicate that in your community. So it was a huge honor and something that I think I would also give a huge shout out to our founding directors and founding board members that helped establish that program all those years ago.
Yeah, it's incredible. And again, these are your funding, I mean, like last year, over $500,000 worth of grants. And that's and that's with funds you've raised throughout the year with your fundraisers. That's from people purchasing the grants directly, the variety of ways, right? But then there was maybe greater needs that came up still that went beyond that $5,000 threshold. So you started another grant program, the Legacy Grant Program.
Right.
You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So Adopt-A-Grant was rocking and rolling, and I was getting more and more questions from teachers or different educators across the district that had dreams that were bigger than $5,000. And again, back to our board wanting to be an organization that innovates and evolves to meet the growing dreams of our teachers, decided to set up our Legacy Grant Program. And so it funds projects ranging from $5,000 up to $40,000. And the primary way that we fund those is with a 3% that we pull out of our endowment fund each year to put directly back towards those projects. And the endowment ends up being a great way for people to not only invest in the students and teachers of today, but the students and teachers of tomorrow, because that's going to live on forever and continue to make an impact for generations to come.
Now, the endowment, tell me, I know nothing about that. So tell me a little bit, like, how did that get started? What is an endowment?
Great question. That's Shanna's favorite topic.
I almost asked Shanna directly because she looked so excited to talk about it.
So when the endowment was originally created, the idea was to actually work the foundation out of a job. The thought was we're going to set up an endowment and build it up large enough to where the percentage we pull off is enough to fund Adopt-A-Grant in its entirety every year. And then we won't have a need for a board. We won't have a need for a staff. The endowment will just be self-sustaining for all the grants that the district needs. obviously that's comical to think about now because we see how much more expensive and how much bigger the dreams get every year. So a few years ago, our board took a hard look at our investment policy statement and at the endowment and decided to pivot a little bit and put it to work. It's grown to just around $2 million right now. And decided the greatest way it could make an impact was meeting that need of the larger scale projects that were popping up across the district. So that's kind of the story of our endowment, where it's been, where it's at now. And then hopefully where it's going is we have set a very bold goal to try to grow it to $3.5 million by our 30th anniversary, because this would allow us to fund $100,000 a year in legacy grants just from the endowment alone. So that's a great way for people to get involved. Mm-hmm. We talked a lot about events, but our Century Club members are those that give to the endowment, and it's 100% tax deductible. It's a great way if there's parents or grandparents that don't have a specific campus or teacher or grant that they want to impact, but they still want to invest in the future of education in Friendswood. Endowment giving is a great way to do that.
And we actually just saw that legacy grant program in action. Yeah. So you awarded more than $88,000 for the fall legacy grant surprise patrol.
Yes.
Both were high school programs. That was super fun. And we actually got to see people who had directly given to those grants be a part of the surprise. And it is a true surprise.
It was. So this round of legacy grants was a little new for us because we did have two community partners that came alongside us and helped fund those projects that we wouldn't have been able to otherwise. So we had one that was a CNC router for over $22,000 for the engineering department at the high school. And what I love about that one is it's going to touch every single class that goes through that space. So robotics, rocketry, engineering, the incubator classes, all of those students will get to put their hands on that tool that will help them create parts in-house for all of the different projects that they're working on. So the partner that came alongside us in that one was the Legends of Friendswood Golf Tournament. The gift was made in memory of Harold Dwaron. They heard about kind of this need of the engineering program. I got to meet with them and they said that they wanted to make an impact there. Mr. Dwaron was an engineer in his career, and so it was a great way for them to honor his legacy and support legacy grants as well. So that was a fun one. And then the second one that we got to surprise was our ag department. We did a grant for them called Cultivating Community through Paws and Petals. And that was all about...
Such a cute name.
So fun. I love the grant title.
I'm excited for this one personally.
I know. Just to go in there and capture it. Ah.
So the first half is kind of leveling up their floral design program, which is great. Obviously, we love that. But what is going to be a totally new element they get to add to their curriculum is what they're going to call the Mighty Mutts Dog Spa and Daycare Program, where those students in the animal science classes will get to have hands-on experiences learning about animal grooming facilities and clinics and all of that great stuff. So that one was a joint effort by the foundation and $25,000 from Texas Mutual Insurance Company. So again, wouldn't have been able to bring those two to life without those community partners.
It's literally, I think the Education Foundation is single-handedly bringing cuteness to Friendswood High School.
It's like a little city in there when I go in there.
Yeah. Between the puppies now and
the preschool,
I might need me, like, we don't need anything else. Like, we just,
cuteness needs to be intermission.
Got your coffee?
Literally, yep. So cute. I love the idea and I can't wait to see it come to life. Oh my gosh, like, how precious is that?
And I think it's great that, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but the CNC router is also the same equipment these kids will work on in the real world, right, for getting a head start on engineering and all that stuff. So same with the paws and pedals, the doggy daycare, learning veterinary, I'm sure tools, terminology, all that good stuff. Really setting up these kids for success after high school, whether they go to college or whether they go to a trade school or whether they go straight into the industry. Yeah. I think that's great. Do you guys have a favorite grant that has been funded over the last 25 years or one that sticks out to you?
I'm also obviously passionate about fine arts, as Kelsey said. So one of my personal little initiatives has been trying to encourage those fine arts teachers to find what they can implement into their classrooms and their productions and shows that would be innovative, perhaps. So looking at what that looks like through everything. So I'm personally passionate about, yeah, fine arts grants and helping to grow that program.
Oh, it's hard to pick a favorite. I love all the big ones, obviously, because they make a huge impact. But I'm going to share a different one that was a joint grant, an adopt-a-grant from a few years ago, written by Westwood, a teacher at Westwood, and a teacher at Klein, which at the time were only two elementary campuses. So these teachers came together and their classes were pen pals. And so the kids were learning all about how to write a letter, how to address an envelope, learning handwriting techniques and spelling and all that great stuff through this pen pal experience they're having with their friend all the way across Friendswood. And what the grant funded is that those several weeks culminated in both classes getting to take a field trip to Barnes and Noble, where they got to meet their pen pal for the first time, which was
so nerve-wracking.
Literally the most precious thing.
And then they got to buy a book for their pen pal based on what they had learned about them and the letters they wrote.
That's so great.
I think that is such a perfect example of something that is very simple to teach students, but making it into an experience that they're never going to forget. Yeah. And that's really what grants are all about.
Yeah. I want to go back to the fine arts grants and give a shout out to our Rotary, who just did the art project 12 by 12, where we had artists in the community and even some fine arts teachers and some students too, I believe, submit work that was auctioned off, and all of the proceeds to those sales are going to fine arts grants this year. And I think this is the second, maybe third year that they have done that, but the art just gets more and more amazing. Friendswood Library.
It was stunning.
It was great.
There was some resin art. There was different yarn types of art. Like all different
wood
kinds.
From one of the century trees that was taken down. So just some amazing stuff, and just really grateful for the Rotary finding ways to partner with us and to infuse money into those fine arts departments.
Yeah. And I think it's important to just share, a lot of people believe, because the overall community of Friendswood as a whole tends to have more money maybe than surrounding communities, just as far as income levels, that the district has money. Mm-hmm. And that is actually not correct. Because of not having as low of socioeconomic needs, we do not receive as much money from the state, definitely not federal either. So these grants, what the Education Foundation is doing is supplementing so much and bringing in so many opportunities that we would never be able to fund based on the money that we get just as a district.
Right.
So these hands-on opportunities for these kids, I mean, this would not... it would not be possible without the foundation. You cannot go, it seems like you cannot go into a classroom in FIC and not see a grant in some way. There, from something as small quote, as like a math manipulative, where kids are able to just learn math in a different way, get their hands on something that people think is very black and white, but they're learning it in color. And all the way up to the high school, where we actually have a simulated ambulance, right? And these kids are coming out of high school certified EMTs. Like, it's incredible. And that is a testament to the work of the foundation, the support of the community, the generosity of the community. So I do think that's just so important to share, and y'all have rallied around our teachers, our students, and as if you weren't doing enough amazing things, you actually launched a continuing education scholarship for our teachers and staff.
Right.
So let's talk about that, because that's a pretty new program. I believe the first scholarships were given out in the spring. Is that correct?
They were. Yeah. Okay. And Ashley will help me with numbers, but I'll kind of give you a synopsis of the program. This was really birthed out of being the last year of our strategic plan that we wrote about 3 years ago. And our board combed through it and said, what is on here that is still relevant that we really want to touch on as we finish up this last year? And we also had a nudge from a good friend of ours, Mr. Glenn Friedman, and he pointed out the fact that we really had said that we wanted to support teachers and find ways to do that, especially at that time. It was the beginning of just a lot of load being put on our teachers. So we took a look at that, and he gave us a very generous gift to get it started, and we started a continuing education scholarship program for our teachers. So it's not just our teachers, actually. Anyone who works for the district can apply mm-hmm. for one of these, whether they want to go get their alternative teacher cert, do their bachelor's degree so they can actually be an educator, master's, just want to get the few hours that is required of your master's program in order to teach dual credit classes, which our district is in tremendous need of dual credit teachers, and beyond, going into administration. So we had lots of applicants for that. We were astounded by how many applicants mm-hmm. We had, and we just were able to distribute all of those funds. But what I love about this scholarship program, and again, this is going back to what's new in our 25th year as we kind of turn that page of building on our amazing grant program, is that this scholarship fund really touches so many needs. So we are, it's a recruitment tool for our HR department. They can say, you know, this is a scholarship that you can apply for, and we ask that you be employed by the district for just a couple of years after receiving it in order to pay that forward. So a recruitment tool, a retention tool as well. And then so it helps in that aspect. It helps us fill some gaps, like I said, on our high school level for dual credit teachers. And then it also helps because those educators, they receive that pay bump once they've mm-hmm. completed that level of education. So it's also benefiting those educators' families, kitchen table issues. And so it's definitely a win-win-win, and our students are getting more qualified teachers in the classroom.
And how would you know, asking for everyone, but also for myself, since it's open to all staff,
yes,
and everyone wants to mm-hmm. continue education, how would you go about applying for this scholarship?
It's a very simple application process that's on FEF's website, and we made it really simple. We know there's a lot of scholarship programs that are require a lot of hoops to jump through. So it's an application, it's two letters of recommendation, pretty simple there. So if we have any of our staff listening and they have dreams for their education so that they can give back to FISD in a deeper way, then we'd love for them to go apply. And then also our community members, corporations, businesses that want to invest in teachers, that are passionate about what our community and our district is passionate about right now, is finding ways to love and encourage our educators. If they want to go donate to that, there's a button there just to put money in that pot, because this is a new program. And so we need ways to fund that, and the community will start seeing specific ways that they can help fund that. But that there's just a general donation button if they want to support our scholarship program right now.
Yeah, you mentioned the numbers. So we had in the first two semesters, 20 scholarships totaling over $33,000 that we were able to fund with that donation from Dr. Friedman and funds from the foundation. But like Shanna said, we probably had double that in mm-hmm. application. So that's a great way for the community to support on our website. And for educators that want to apply, the application is there too. And it will reopen in the month of February for the next round. So February 1st through 28th.
I believe, so if you're an employee listening, when you are in your Skyward account, like your staff portal, there should be a message that you'll see whenever that application is open. That awesome. Makes it really easy yep. to know when it's happening, when it closes. So there's lots of ways to access that information. Now, is there like a memorable story from a recipient of mm-hmm. the scholarship?
Yes. So I brought a testimonial along. We love a good testimonial around here from one of our recipients this fall. So this is from Sarah Violetta, who's the new principals of health science teacher at the high school. So what she shared, she says, as someone who never fit the conventional student mold, this recognition is a powerful reminder that we are all capable of growth. I am honored to carry that belief forward into my classroom, where I strive to be the person who champions my students, especially when they doubt themselves. This scholarship is not just about my education. It is about empowering the next generation to recognize their own worth and possibilities. I am deeply grateful for this opportunity to inspire and nurture future healthcare workers.
Chills.
Jill,
that deserves some applause.
I know.
Yes. That story.
Yes. So good. And I'm like, that is that is who we have working in our district. Yeah. Like mm-hmm. that's the exact kind of person mm-hmm. that your funds, when you adopt a grant, that's the type of person they're going to. Mm-hmm. I mean, someone with that heart. I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing that she's not just considering herself, but that she's trying to better herself for her students and inspire. And I love that she said she was not like your
typical student. Typical student.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like that's, it's amazing. So we have some awesome people who work here.
Yes, really, we do.
Really. Mm-hmm. And speaking of amazing people, I'd like to talk about the Kim Montz Memorial Grant. Actually, Dr. David Montz, who serves on our school board of trustees, his wife, Kim, was with the foundation for many, many years, made a huge difference in specifically, I think, Adopt-A-Grant, correct? And sadly, passed, but her family has since created this grant program that honors her legacy. Do you want to share a little bit about that?
Yes. So Kim, she served on FEF's board for 13 years, actually, and she chaired that grant committee for a long time. And she is a huge part of what has made FEF's Adopt-A-Grant program what it is today. So when she passed in 2023, the Montz family, with support from the community as well, put together a $50,000 endowed grant fund. They first collected kind of tribute gifts from those that wanted to support in Kim's memory, and then the family matched it to get to that $50,000 threshold. And so now that that is set up, every single year, a $2,500 Adopt-A-Grant will be funded in her memory. And David and her kids and her sister get to, we always send them a couple to review around that price range. And they talk about, you know, what would Kim say? What would be her favorite? And then get to award that. And obviously, you know, it's such an honor and a privilege for us to get to partner with the Montz family in doing that. And I know part of their heart too is just wanting to encourage others in the community. If that's a way that you want to give back, we can set up an endowment or anything like that to for anyone who's interested. So last year we got to celebrate the first Kimberly Montz Memorial Grant Fund grant, and that went to Amy Boyer at Windsong. And actually tomorrow we will be surprising and popping in a campus to fund the second one with the Montz family. So stay tuned to our social media for that announcement. Yeah.
And it sounds like, again, that will be a true surprise. Like whoever it will receive it has no idea.
No idea. Mm-hmm.
That's super cool. That's amazing. Well, again, just another way for you to get involved. There's so many avenues with FEF, and that's one. And we've seen some similar things in the past, even like with the Stinson family, and so lots of ways to get involved. I'm pivoting kind of drastically here, but I know we talked about before we started recording the potential of people winning a prize if they listen to this.
You got any prizes, Ashley?
We've always got prizes.
Yeah. A certain code word, I believe, that they need to send to FEF's email?
Yeah. FEF's email is
educationfoundation@fisdk12.net.
And the secret word is Mary, because I'm sitting in a room with three ladies who have Mary written on their sweaters.
Yes, you have Mary on yours, too.
You're right, I do. Mary and Bright. But just Mary will be the code word. And so if you want to email that word, we'll put you in a drawing for a prize.
Wow.
A mystery secret special surprise.
That's right. FEF style.
That was such a smooth transition on my part. So with that, let's take a look ahead. So what's one thing you'd like our listeners to know about FEF? They may not even be listening at this point because they're already like emailing and Mary. But,
they heard the code word. They're ready to shut us off.
They're checking out, which is why we waited towards the end. So you could get all the good information. But tell us something people may not realize about the Education Foundation.
Yeah, I would just say that there are many, many ways to get involved. And if you're looking to support district, support our teachers, like we talked about, think about these things that we've talked about, different programs, different levels of involvement from Century Club to endowment to adopting a grant at price points to donating to our scholarship fund or having a named fund in memory of someone. Consider getting involved in whatever way. Mustang Association, $5. Consider getting involved in donating and supporting this amazing school district with so many great teachers and administrators that pour so much into our kids every single day, and make a lot of hard choices and a lot of joyful choices too. So I would just encourage listeners to find ways to get involved in whatever speaks to them. That is a way that us as a community can kind of rally for our school district. And then if you know of someone who may want to be connected, I think one of the things we're looking forward to in our 25th year is some deeper and bigger connections. We're a tight little community, and we know that our growth just right here in our town will not be on this massive upward trajectory forever, but we need to bring in bigger partners to help fund these dreams of teachers. So if you know someone who's passionate about engineering, who has a business in engineering or a corporation, please email us and connect us with those people who want to pour their resources into education and into future generations. We're looking for those connections.
Yeah. And I will say my heart is pretty close to the foundation and foundations in general, because my mom has actually worked for the Alvin ISD Education Foundation, I believe, for 19 years now.
Oh, wow.
And so she had us helping with things, me and my sister, throughout our time growing up. And I've heard, you know, so let's say I talk to my mom every morning driving into work, and I hear about the challenges, I hear about the joys. Of course, I've witnessed the passion and the work that goes mm-hmm. behind what you do firsthand. And then getting to even be office mates with our foundation partners too is so awesome. We're quad goals. That's what we like to say. Yes. We're the quad. But y'all are amazing. I mean, truly, truly amazing. And it's like, you think you can't get better and you do. And I don't know how you do it, but we are so blessed with the foundation. We're so blessed for those who serve on the board, and we're blessed for the community that continues to give. Mm-hmm. So thank you for coming on and sharing about what the foundation does, your mission, all the ways to get involved. And I'm sure if anyone has any questions, you are so open to them mm-hmm. reaching out. And
I did want to plug one thing, because I have to, as the communication specialist. If you can't adopt a grant financially or get involved with your time, I would say at least go on our page at FISD Foundation and share our Silver Spotlight videos. And that way you can just stay involved, and we're constantly doing new things. So,
yeah, share those posts.
Yes, definitely. I know y'all are active Facebook, Instagram, primarily, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, absolutely follow all of the amazing things they're doing. You'll see, I swear, it's nothing but smiles on those pages, because y'all are, we say that all the time, it's a big part of our job as the communications department for the district to share the good news, mm-hmm. right? I say it all the time. The Education Foundation is the good news. Mm-hmm. Y'all are the good news. You're bringing the good news. So anyway, yes, go give them a follow, share, do all the things. But again, we're grateful for you. We think you are just incredible people, servants of the Lord, and your talents have been put to a greater cause. So thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you.